I want to read a few verses to you from the first book of Samuel. It's the story of Hannah and her priest, who was also her husband, and also about the nature of a conversation under the shadow of the great tent in which the priests carried out their sacrifices at that time in the Holy Land. Eli, he was the high priest, and he said to Hannah, who had come and prayed with great passion in the tent of the tabernacle, "How long," Eli said to her, thinking that she had got drunk, and he readily judged her without any proper knowledge. And he said, "How long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee." And Hannah answered and said, "No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my heart, my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto." Then Eli, who was a high priest, answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, "Because I have taken him of the Lord." And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice. And Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, "I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever." And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, "Do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word." So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And God will bless the reading of his inspired word. I want to take as my text today the 18th verse of this first chapter of 1 Samuel. And she said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And as a result, we have seen that this young boy was born to Hannah. And she dedicated him to the Lord. And when he was weaned, she took him, put the high priest of Israel, Eli, over him. And every year she brought him a little coat to wear in his work as the assistant to the high priest of Israel. Wonderful to see that little boy. I call him the youngest minister in the whole of the Bible. He ministered before the Lord. And being a child, she gave him that little linen ephod each year when she went up to worship in the tent of the Lord. Let me take you back many hundreds of years ago to the great hills of Ephraim and in the Holy Land. The name of the head of the household is Elkanah, but the head of the priests was the old man who ruled there, Eli. We have read the story. This woman had a great difficulty. She was in great trouble. She was without having a family to the priest who had married her. But she made a promise to God. And the promise was, Lord, give me a son, and I will give him back to you and his life on earth. God answered Hannah's prayer, and Samuel was born to her. While he was still a child, Hannah took her son to the great tent in which the religion of God's law was carried out, and the religion of to the God Jehovah, the true and only God, was held in great reverence. To the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Hannah left her son in with the high priest, that he might be brought up in the work of the priesthood, as he also was in the Jewish tribe of Levi. So, from his youngest years, Samuel went to work for the God of Israel. in his priestly line, into which he, Samuel, had been born. Samuel was the youngest in the membership of these active priests. Listen to these words. Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Here we have the youngest minister that we ever read about in the Bible. And we read the prayer that was offered. We have seen the answer that was made in the beginning of the work of this young boy, Samuel. The high priest of that day was Eli, and a very close relationship grew between the two of them. Samuel ministered under Levi, and Levi used him as his assistant in the work of worshiping God. The Holy Scriptures later on states from the lips of Christ, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." So Samuel entered into the glorious rest in his work in the glorious temple in obedience to his master, High Priest Eli. His mother came to see her son once a year. That was a day that Samuel worked to every year. And he worked under the jurisdiction of Levi. Note first about this child who ministered there. Note he was clothed in clothes made for him by his darling mother. Eli saw the type of this boy, who was the youngest of all the priests ever set to work in the temple of God. Christ was a great high priest, and the Christ who was to come had already taken the boy Samuel under his tender care in answer to his mother's prayer. And when the Son of God came to earth, he had this to say, "Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God." Young people hearing me today, I urge upon you to become a young servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. He calls for you. He wants to save you and make you a preacher of his gospel. He wants you to know the mercy of sins forgiven. Remember, little ones can shine for the Savior. Oh yes, little ones can work for Jesus. But Christ asks you to come. Young people, listen to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you the story of a little girl. Her name was Anne Gill. She gave her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. And she sought to tell others of the peace and the joy of knowing Christ as her Savior. She, like Samuel, was very young, but she was a great servant of Christ. But many people despised her. And one day, she was busily employed. And as she went to her work, she testified to others who laughed her down. And there was one man who heard her, a man called Darl Hunter, and he mocked her, and he said to her, "I'll tell you something. If that old drunkard of our village is changed by Christ, I will then believe your religion." The young girl Anne lifted the challenge, dedicated herself to see by the grace of God the old drunkard converted. She was mocked by the man who had challenged her. She was mocked by her friend. She was mocked by the whole village people, but she shone for Jesus. And one day, she came in contact with the old drunkard, and she challenged him, and she wept over him, and she pleaded with him. And she presented to him the challenge of salvation. The old drunkard cursed and swore, but he came back to see her. And this time, as they talked, his heart was broken. Christ was one of the number. This poor old drunkard got gloriously converted to Christ and became a pillar among the people. Everybody knew that it was a changed man that had come among them. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. My dear young person, don't be afraid to come and trust in Christ with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. the man that came to Christ through that dear girl. God bless to the salvation of others, because God had heard the agreement that the young girl had made. What agreement was that? It was the agreement that she had and would witness to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Young people, I would plead with you today to come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us the way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. And what Anne Gill found, you can find. And what the poor old drunkard found, you can find by coming to Christ. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us his way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. And here is his promise. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Come now, bow your head. Just say this little prayer. I am coming, Lord. Coming now to thee. Wash me. Cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. Awake from your sleep. Come and cry unto God. And Christ will save you. Hallelujah. Christ will save you now. I remember very well as a young boy attending a service that my mother had. And I remember her text. It was, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And at the end of that service, I said to my mother, I want to come and give myself to Christ. And together we knelt down at the back seat of the church, and she pointed me to the Savior that she loved and served and was a great ambassador for. And I came to Jesus as I was, weary, sick with sin. I found in him a resting place, and he did make me glad. Oh, come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he has shown us a way. And here he stands today, tenderly saying, come. Him that cometh unto me, he said, I will give him rest. Rest of heart. Rest of soul. Rest of mind. Rest of body. Rest at death. And rest for eternity in the land that is fairer than day. Listen to this promise. Him that cometh unto me, said Christ, shall not perish, but he'll have everlasting life. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he has shown us the way. Here he stands today, tenderly saying, come. Come unto me, he said, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Here is a little prayer you can say. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flows on Calvary. Young person, write me a little note and tell me you have taken Christ as your Savior and your Lord. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that flowed on Calvary. And him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. May God bless you and help you to come. Amen and amen.